Hello, it's the baby girl. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed? Your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. And I also dissect popular and controversial topics. So get your teacups ready, because tea is hot and it's ready to be served. Point blank motherfucking period. GME, point blank motherfucking period. So, before I get into the episode, I have like a story time for you guys, and I also want to let you know that you'll be hearing noise like in the background. Church is going on, the carpenter next door is doing his work, so I hope my voice is loud enough to like overshadow the noise and all of that. So let me just tell you guys what happened to me today. So after church and everything, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sweep my room. Then I'm sweeping, so like I opened my door. Like obviously you're entering the room, you have to open the door. So once I opened it, I feel like I just like saw something run inside, and I'm like, maybe it's just my eye that is deceiving me, because a lot of times my eye is always deceiving me, because staying in this place, I'm always like on alert, eye alert every time, always aware of various things, because I cannot kill rats. So I'm always like, and I'm just seeing something, I'm like, ah, maybe it's rats, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But later I'm like, oh, it's not it, and I will now calm down and my heart will stop beating very fast. So I was like, maybe just my eye deceiving me. And then I was sweeping, and like I've gotten carpenters to like block a lot of parts in the door with wood, because rats is always entering. So now that he has blocked it, I mean, I've done my own part in blocking it every night before I sleep. Rat doesn't enter. So since there's like wood in front of the door and I want to sweep that part, I had to open the door, so I will sweep that part, the wood part. And so when I was sweeping it and all of that, the door was open, I think I saw something in the room still running, and I'm like, is that it? There is rats here. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? The thing about this is that I wasn't really scared. I was scared, but not as scared as before, like when I used to see like rats and all of that. But now I was scared, but at the same time not like really scared, you get what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a rat. And I'm like, okay, let me go and check it out, let me search. And then I turn on the torch in my phone and I'm searching and all of that, and I look at where my suitcase is, and I saw a tail like at the wall side, and I'm like, oh, I have seen it. I think I even called my mom before. I called my mom, I'm like, I think she's like, how are you, all of that. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm like, I think there's rats in my room, blah blah blah. She's like, rats, okay, what happened, blah blah blah. She's like, and sweep your room, move the stuff in your room and sweep it. And like, I just finished sweeping the room, and I'm like, oh, I just saw tail, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to call the carpenter, so like what they called in it, so like come and help me check it out and kill it, because I was hoping I'm going to meet the carpenter when I was done having my bath, because it was going to do something for me, yo, in the room, or like put something to barricade it finally, so I won't be stressing myself still putting like cut out clothes to cover the door and all of that. And then I was like, okay, I'll use that opportunity. So he was out telling me about his stuff. Apparently he's not going to come and do this stuff he's meant to do till tomorrow, till next week. And I've played this man since like May, and it's July will soon end. Anyway, I should have told him that come and check out this thing, oh, rats in my room, everything. So later, Isha came some minutes later with wood. This man is not scared at all. Oh, I said, hey, is that telling me that I should enter the room so I'll be able to describe where it is? I said, I'm not entering the room. Oh, I'm not going to enter the room. I told him, around the suitcase. I shall lock the door on him. Then I shall say, Isha checked everywhere. Isha. And I was even telling him that, check under the bed though, check where this, what they call the name, the kind of must go is, all of that. Isha said he has checked it, he did not see anything. I said, hey, okay, me that I saw till, but I'm like, so that maybe it's my eye that is deceiving me, that everywhere is already blocked now, the door is already blocked and all of that, so my eye deceiving. I said, okay, anyway, there's nothing here. But now I was to re-sweep it and not see anything. Because even before I went to call the carpenter, I opened my door. I was like, open your door and all of that. I should open my door. Maybe it went out, or maybe it's my eye deceiving me. I don't know. But I was literally so scared. And now, we are entering my room now. It'll be very fast. I won't be faster than a rat self. I could just open the door. Boom, boom, boom. I've entered inside again, because, oh God, it's so strange. It's like the ghetto, to be honest. The ghetto. Because the last time I saw rats before I came to this place when I was like 200 level. That's how many years ago. And I never saw rat again. So I came to this place now. And I've also seen this rat in a long period of time because I'm just way smarter than this rat. Rats think they're smart, but you don't know that Gloria is way, way smarter. Anyway, there's no rats in this room. Glory be to God. I'll be able to relax, chill in my room, and watch my Love Island in the night without any disturbance. As the tea. That's all I have for you guys. Anyway, so I have tea for you guys. The topics for today are just like hot. But I don't have my tea here because I want the bottle to rest, to dry, and all that. I just washed it and all of that. But so let's get straight to the episode. The fourth episode. Why are you pressed? Music. That's my calling. I see it. You cannot come to my wedding dressing like this. I don't know. Let me start with this. What even brought about me writing this as a topic is this babe I follow on Twitter, and she posted a picture of her in a wedding, and her outfit got a lot of attention. Some were good, and as you know, when there are good comments, the bad ones, the negative ones, will always be among. And the clothes was really fine. Apparently, people had issues with the slits, and the slit is too much and all of that. Why would you go to a wedding dressing like that? The slit is not even much. You shouldn't have made it even longer than that self, so they can be pressed. So they can keep on being pressed. How does it concern you? That's the way you can like speak your problem, speak the way you feel in a way that it will make sense, that it won't be like you're being suppressed. Not like obviously there are some clothes, some outfits you won't wear, but someone can wear it, and that doesn't mean the person wearing it is a bad person, is a terrible person. Doesn't mean the person is a slut, doesn't mean the person is a prostitute. Because once you cannot wear a particular outfit, people just tend to start slut shaming the person. I don't see any comment of people slut shaming now, but this is one thing people do. Two, once you cannot wear a particular outfit is see those girls, are you dressing like that? Can you problem? Yeah, what's your own problem? I guess the way it's not everything be talking. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, mosquito, keep up. Say keep up, shut the fuck up, guy. That's the thing. And people are saying, you cannot come to my wedding like this. Let me tell you, men will complain about the outfits, but they will never say, don't come to my wedding dressing like this. It's always the women that will say, do not come to my wedding dressing like this. Unless, hey, they will send you out. Come and send me out. Come and carry me. Like, why are you so bothered about what someone is wearing on your wedding? It's your wedding day. You are getting married to the love of your life. You are getting married to your husband. You are meant to be happy. Why are you bothered about what the guest is wearing? If the guest is dressing finer than you, and so, how is that your business? Next time, you need to upgrade your fashion level, your dress sense. So that you know that your mind, you know that yes, me, I'm even finer than the guest. When you're even thinking of your wedding, what to wear, you shouldn't be focusing on, I need to look for outfits that is better than the guest, that even the guests, when they come, even though they're looking good, me, I'm still better than them. No, that shouldn't be your thinking, your thought process. Wear whatever you want to wear that is good, that okay, this is my style, is what I would like to wear, and you know that it's nice, it fits you, then good. Also, on your wedding day, you shouldn't be bothered about what someone else is wearing, what the guest is wearing. Now, why are you wearing this to my wedding? Or maybe you want to steal the bride, you want to steal the groom, you want to steal the husband. Are you looking for your future husband here? Yeah, don't wear this to my wedding. And so, why are you so insecure on your wedding day? I do not get it. I'm sorry, when people used to like make fun of people that are insecure, I don't like it. Because there's nothing wrong with being insecure. But there are some insecurities that I'm like, girl, sit down. Like on your wedding day, you're bothered about what the guest is wearing. Why are you wearing this on my wedding day? You'll not be allowed to come if you're dressed like this. Hey, you put signboard though. Put that. If you wear this outfit, you won't put picture yourself. If you wear this type of outfit, don't bother coming in. Where you should even announce it. Take megaphone. Do not come to my wedding dressed like this. Lagbaja and so are getting married, and on my wedding, if you dress like this, Mama Ileya Jade, you will not enter. Oh, Nibosi, Inube. Maybe that's what you should do, because I'm just like, Monji, on your wedding day, you shouldn't be pressed. You should be happy. You should be filled with joy, be dancing. Yes, pay me money, give me the money. Bad energy, stay far away. But you, yeah, even the bad energy on your own wedding day. How will you be like, I do not understand that. So please, someone should help me understand. Help me understand. I don't get. So my boss daughter got married last month, and people were speaking about the bride's friends, what they wore, the traditional wedding. What were they wearing? These said this one is slit, it's so long. Said this one, the lining is short. Why are you wearing this? You see this person that wore trousers. Say the person's trousers. Can't you just I really wish that I saw that person that wore trousers. People were speaking about that person. I wanted to see it. I never saw the person, but like, see, the, I never, God, it's spending me because. And we're so pressed every time. Oh no, Shini, these people, they're just like talking. I'm like, you cannot wear, come to my wedding. Someone was like, you cannot come to my wedding dressed like this. Let me tell you, on your wedding day, let anyone dress however they want to dress. For me, let's dress however you want to dress. Doesn't matter. If you like, wear tubo and wear shorts, come however you want to dress. It's not my business. It's my wedding. I should be happy. I shouldn't be bothered about what so and so is wearing, what Lakbaja is wearing to my wedding. Like, why is this bothered on your wedding day? Like, you even lack joy on your wedding day. Like, how is that possible? To be honest, why are you worried about someone else's outfit on your wedding day? Why? Actually, like that babe I'm following on Twitter, I love what she wore. I didn't say anything wrong in it though. But people see something wrong in it, that's good. But it's when you pass out your information, pass out how you are feeling, that it will make you look as if you are pressed. I said before, but I have to repeat it. Things are happening, no? In conscious, like, giddy giddy girl. Things are happening. I think I will stop there. I've said all I have to say about that part. I think I will stop there. If anything pops up again, I'll drop it in between the other stuff I need to speak about. Obviously, on your wedding, you want to be the center of attention. What's the center of the attention? You want to be center of attention. Definitely, your wedding, all the attention is already on you. Even if someone dressed more better than you, the person dressed very, very good, and people are staring at the outfit like, ah, wow, amazing, incredible. That doesn't steal the shine away from you. It's a wedding. People are there to celebrate you. So you shouldn't be bothered at all. There's something I wanted to say. Oh my goodness, I just forgot. Let me tell you, when I'm going for someone's wedding, I will dress however I want to dress. If you like, you're angry, that's your business, go call me. It does not concern me at all. I do not care about your feelings. I will dress however I want to dress. If I'm not dressing fine, that you think that me as a guest, me Gloria as a guest, I'm dressing more better than you on your wedding day. Sorry, I have more fashion sense than you. Go meet your fashion designer. What you're wearing is you that told fashion designer, maybe it's you that suit yourself. Oh, that's what you like. Definitely, that's what you want. So he dressed fire than you. It is what it is. But I won't be like, I don't want to dress fire than the bride. Like, I'm not coming down mentality. I'm coming to slay. That's it. I want to slay. So I'm going to come to slay. So if it's better than your outfit, sorry, bride. Maybe you should take a seat and let me present myself properly. But seriously, I can't be bothered about the bride on our wedding day. I will celebrate you, but like, based on my dressing, I won't be keeping my mind that I don't want to, the bride will be angry. Be angry, oh, because your wedding day, I don't get why you're vexed about what I'm wearing. Like, why you that? That's just unbelievable. This generation makes it so hard to do the right thing. I saw it on one person's Instagram. I followed the person, and the person posted that like some months ago, and I took a screenshot because I do not agree with that at all. Then tell you, it's not the generation that is making it so hard to do the right thing. You don't want to do the right thing. Because if you want to do the right thing, you will not care about what this generation is doing. You will not care at all. Let people be doing the wrong thing, no? Let them do what they want to do. You do your own right thing. Whatever you think is right, whatever you feel is right, do it. Let others do their own right thing. That means because people are doing the wrong thing, you too, you want to follow the crowd. This generation is making it so hard. It's not making it hard to do any right thing at all. It's you that wants to do, I'll tell you, indirectly, the person wants to do the wrong thing. But it's because you're not using it, you're not using this generation as excuse. Do your own wrong thing. Do whatever you want to do. Wrong, go do it. If you want to do the right thing, do it. Don't use this generation as excuse for doing the wrong thing. No, this generation is not making it so hard at all. It's you. If you want to do the right thing, you will do the right thing. Don't put the blame on the generation at all. That's all I can say about that topic. And before I get to the next topic, the next part of this episode, we'll be going on a break, a short break, and we will be right back. Crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening. When Tim sang that song, she sang it for those who go to Dubai to do nasty stuff. And she also sang it for those women especially. I've only seen women that are always pressed about that. Who are pressed? Who know they'll be pressed when a guest wear a beautiful outfit on their wedding and they won't like it because it goes against what the guest is wearing, goes against their rules and regulations, goes against their morals, and it cannot happen on their wedding day. She sang it for those people. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. Hey, yes. Things are happening in Dubai. These things are happening, and I'm like, that's exactly how I am, because I'm so shocked that people are doing this stuff because of money and other valuables that were given to you by men. Like, have shame, women, have shame. I'm embarrassed, I'm disgusted, I'm irritated. I'm all sort of very, very irritated and disgusting. Have shame. The conscience isn't even like freaking them that this is a very disgusting thing, a very nasty thing you're about to enter into, and run away. Just fly away, run away, run, 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 run. Hey, that's how you're meant to be running. You're explaining me that I do have a lot of other stuff concerning this, but I only have one story. And things, people are doing nasty stuff. Like, they are taken to Dubai and they're going there to do like that, probably like swallowing, however they want to do it. But the shit, the poop of the men is just entering their mouths and it's going into their system. Maybe they will eat, chew it too, or swallow it too. I don't know if the urine is part of it. I think so. I saw one video. One babe, she's a hostess. And one guy gave her his number or something like that. I can't really remember. Maybe gave her his number. Sha has the guy's number, and the guy is inviting her to come to Dubai and all of that. And she didn't know this what she was going to get into then. She had to do those stuff. Like, and I feel like there's no way they can like run away from it or something. Like, funny with that. Oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I think she said that there were some girls that were quite uncomfortable, but they had to do it. They had no choice. It's literally sexual behavior in bondage. I always say living in bondage, but it's not even living in bondage. Sex in bondage, I would say. Sex in bondage, they didn't put sex in bondage, but sexual behavior in bondage. Like, obviously, it's not, for what she was saying, there's no way you can, like, there wasn't a video. And I'm like, this stuff is entering your mouth. The guy's poopy sheets. I wish I had more stories. It's failing me. I was searching the internet, even Twitter. I didn't find it. Because it's even on Twitter, I saw what that babe said. What is it? I just saw it. And I'm like, nah. I don't know. Thou shall not be broke is a rule I'm going on. Thou shall not be broke. But I prefer to be broke than do that nonsense. No matter how much I give you, man, I love money, yo. And I love seeing money entering my accounts like this. I love when people are like, I love money, yo, but I don't love money to that extent that I'll be doing that nonsense. Like, if it's gold or diamond, silver, you'll be taking me around the world. I would love to go around the world. I have the gold, I have the diamond, I have the silver, I have the money, be rich, be a billionaire, as per Gloria Billions. Gloria Billions. But it hasn't gotten to the extent that I'll be that desperate to do the nonsense. Like, if you do it because it's quick, it's disgusting. You don't feel disgusted. Like, you did not think about it. I'm like, okay, maybe some of them probably thought about it. I'm like, but we'll get this in return. Fuck what you will get in return. That's nasty. That's disgusting. Nonsense. So let me read what I saw on the internet. What is this nonsense again? In a narration, the young woman said she was taken to Dubai by a companion. On her appearance, she met a man who communicated interest in her. Our friend urged her to put it all on the line. From that point, she acknowledged the proposition and was taken on a costly shopping binge. Obviously, they'll be taking you out and spoiling you, and you should be enjoying it. She purchased from every one of the lavish shops in Dubai and couldn't completely accept that the treat she was appreciating. See, all these things like this, they're just taking you anywhere. But I don't know, have there been men? Like, they're just... They don't need anything sexual in return. They're just giving you money like that. Like, I'm looking for those kind of people that I just want money. Send 1 million naira to my account or 10 million naira to my account. I don't want anything sexual in return. Are there men like that? Please let me know. Let me know. Identify yourself. If you know, let me know. As a woman, if you know any men like that out there, let me know. Because they will always want something in return. And once they're just spoiling you like that, and it's not mentioned anything sexual. You need to be wary. You just be looking with one eye open like this. One eye open like... Both eyes open. Not even one eye. Your eye will be open like this. You'll be looking. You need to look well. Because, something's on the line. There is fire on the mountain. Run, run, run. That's the way it's going to be. Because it's not mentioned anything sexual. And just pointing you. Taking you into these designer shops. These. You're buying various things. There'll be a day they'll just drop it on you, drop the sexual thing on you, and you cannot escape. So those ones are just like red signs, and you'll be ignoring it because you're enjoying the good life. You're in Dubai and you're getting everything you want. Red sign, just disappear, run away. Indeed it didn't keep going long at all when she was made to go through a few interesting things to pay for the treat she had gotten. That is it. Didn't I just say it? As per her, she was diminished to an object for her paymasters, who didn't take a lot by any means. However, proceeded to embed the few things into her confidential purse and behind. After she had been physically embarrassed, she was tossed into a pool to wash down. God punish them. Following quite a while of that terrible experience, the woman who had shared her story under obscurity says she would never acknowledge herself. So the full account is below. I agreed to date a millionaire in Dubai. Where I go find a millionaire? But millionaire that won't be asking me for nonsense in return. Because if you do that, the world will slap you, blow you like this. The people that your family not gonna recognize you again, though, because don't even try. I cannot even involve in that nonsense. That's the thing. But at times they will not like lay out that all the ordeal. Is it ordeal? They won't like lay out all the agreements, all the things there. They'll just give you the things that will interest you, that will excite you. Is that when you have fully enjoyed it and they've already put you in this spot that you can't run away? You just drop it and you're just trapped. I agreed to date a millionaire in Dubai. Hello, I'm a 24-year-old female, and honestly, God and nature gave me a beauty and a dream body. Okay, girl. I was once a maid of honor to a young dolphin that was being politically projected in my country, whose name I will not reveal, otherwise it will be recognized very quickly. Sensibly, 2 weeks ago, I went to Dubai for the first time with a friend who usually goes there. She told me there you could get golden balls, have a lot of money. She offered me the ticket and accommodation and said we are only going for 5 days to enjoy the charms of the Dubai. Arriving at the site, I was completely in awe and fascinated with this country and this world. Everything shines and whispers pride. I told myself, ah, really? I was born on the wrong side. Damn, Nigeria. Definitely on the wrong side. Dubai made me dream. On the third day, I was approached by a strange man. A man, when you look at him, you know he's full of money. He told me he liked me and wanted to spend the night with me in a quiet place. He proceeded and told me, in exchange for a day shopping at the stores of my choice and a large amount money donation, $50,000. Oh, wow. I was less speechless at how surprised I was at his proposal. I spoke to my friend and she tells me that here in Dubai is like this. Well, there's nothing to fear, that I should think of all the bags, branded accessories, etc. that I could have in one day, not counting the enormous amount of money I would have in exchange for just one night. I thought within me, no one needs to know that I've traded my body for jewelry and clothes. We are far from home. What happens in Dubai dies in Dubai. Then I made the mistake of accepting the exchange. Okay, next one. The appointment was then scheduled for the next day. On the day, a man came to pick me up at 10 hours from my hotel in a posal Lamborghini Diablo. Am I correct? Diablo or Diablo? Lamborghini Diablo, I guess. And took me to see Mr. who approached me. Then he asked me to sign a no-confidence agreement because in Dubai, due to their religion, all secrecy was little, and while one night sex, I would be entitled to everything I wanted. When you start to sign agreements, you already know that something is wrong there. Well, obviously in Dubai and all of that, their religion, but at the same time, I should sign agreements that aren't, so if you don't send it, so you should know like it's between us, don't send anything there before it gets out. Something is just wrong there. So he quickly handed me a bag of bills to the guy who came to pick me up and who more looked like bodyguard due to physical advantage and ordered him to take me shopping. Then he handed me a big envelope. I had a dream day, and amongst Dubai's major stores, among restaurants, massage parlors, giant shoppings and malls, etc. For the first time, I was able to buy an original Chanel bag, Hermes sandals. I bought perfumes, clothes from Yves Saint Laurent, Prada snacks, Louis Vuitton wallets, Balenciaga, and many more brands of the elite. After my shopping, his bodyguard puts me to my hotel and told me to prepare for 10 p.m. He will come back to pick me up to meet my boss's needs. Your boss. It's already your boss. That's the problem. I don't know you from anywhere. I became my boss. Sex in bondage. I couldn't believe it seemed like a dream. I was so happy with my shopping. I really didn't care what came next. Around 22 hours, that's 10 p.m. like in Nigerian time, 10 p.m. the bodyguard came to pick me up and took me to the house of the billionaire man. We were stationed in his mansion by the sea. We went to the pier. We entered a super sophisticated boat and went to the sea. Among my ordeal was about to begin. OMG, my ordeal was about to begin. He wasn't alone. There were four other men with him. I didn't have the right to talk. I just had to hold on until it was all over. Four men. Once I just see people you do not know, just know that he came with four other people. Trouble in Paradise, Sex in Bondage. I had to hold on until it was all over. I thought I would only have to deal with one man. Everything was changing already. No, I don't even have words. It was far more than I could handle that night. I was their sexual object. Actually, the object of their sexual sadism. Is it sadism or sadism? Which one is correct? They penetrated me in all the holes. They put me on a leash. And I was forced to have sex with a dog. Chimo. Dog. Aja. And big. I couldn't speak. They tied me up with a gag that had a pink ball. They shoved things into my innards and vagina, so suffocating sea held that up. While they scrubbed in my face, in my own feet, choked me with their dick till I threw up multiple times, made me drink my vomit, one peed on my face, and pooped in my mouth. Oh my goodness. God of mercy. God of mercy. I was forced to swallow all that fissile cake and a bunch of other core unexplainable ices. After doing all this, I was thrown into the water, and the boss told his bodyguard to get me out of the water. He then gave me a big towel to cover myself. I was shaking, crying uncontrollably. I could feel my innards bleeding and my swollen vagina full of bruises and sore. I smelled filth of mixture of feces, urine, and acid sperm. Checked into my hotel around 4 a.m. in a state of shame. My friend came to see me around 9 o'clock, saw me in this condition, and told me, "My dear, you will get used to it. I remember seeing her on a boat last night like me." What a bad friend! It's because of the money that giving you the shopping. Is it worth it? That your body will feel the bruises, you will feel the pain, and you'll be doing nonsense. You're having sex with a dog. Aicha! That's a very bad friend. My friend came to see me around 9 o'clock, saw me in this condition, and told me, "My dear, you'll get used to it. I remember seeing her on a boat last night like me." I asked her why she didn't tell me what was going to happen. She told me that not everyone has foreign practices, sometimes just sexually, and that she didn't want to scare me by taking the risk of turning down the proposal. That friend is a bad friend. I think I mentioned that the friend knew what was up. She very knew what was going on. She didn't want to say anything. That's because of money. You've been doing various acts, various nasty, disgusting acts. That's because of money. And you don't let your friend know. That's a terrible friend. Terrible, terrible friends. Terrible friend, to be honest. I was shocked how she could put me through this. Today I feel dirty. I lost my humanity, my dignity. I want to die. Everything I got, those expensive gifts and $1 million purchases in exchange tonight disgusts me. Months go by and I still smell feces, urine, and sperm in my mouth as if they're being deposited in me now. I need to talk about this because no one knows what she's been through until today, except my friend. She destroyed me. Yes, I hope you cut her off. I hope you're no more friends with that person. If not, I know she'll read it. I just want her to know that she read my life. I don't even know if I will ever have kids one day. I'm so broken. I think about suicide all the time. I think I'm going crazy. I hear voices whispering where there is silence. I close my eyes and remember that moment, and they're just laughing and having fun. I feel sea hero of those feet everywhere. I sometimes catch myself screaming and crying with no apparent explanation. Thank you for not judging me. I made mistakes and trusted the wrong person. My greed and ambition today makes me pay dearly. Thanks for reading me, Anonymous. I don't know what to say again. The friend is a terrible friend. I feel sad for the girl, to be honest. The girl that is facing all this. I'm sure if the girl knew that all those other nasty things were involved, she wouldn't have gotten involved. She wouldn't have. I hope she finds peace and just moves on from the situation. I know it's going to be difficult to forget the situation and all of that, but things will get better. I hope that she won't experience any sort of this like this. She won't experience anything like this again. The friend is a terrible person. I need to say that. I hope she has cut the friend off. I hope she has. That's one important thing. Cut her off. Block her from everywhere. All socials, everywhere. Delete her number. Throw her into the waste bin. Because that's where she belongs. That's it. That's it. God. I don't know what to say. We will stop there. That's the end of the podcast, of this episode. That's the end. I really hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed recording, filming. You know, there's some nasty things involved, but this is what is happening in real life in Dubai. If you love this episode, let me know. Comment if you're watching the video. Send a voice message by clicking the link on the Instagram page at @yupress_. Just scroll, you'll see send to press a voice message. Record. If you're having difficulties recording, don't give up. Just send a DM on Instagram and I'll reply. I'm always mentioning this and I'll keep on mentioning it because it's the truth. Only got to one comment, and that's from my friend on the Instagram YouTube page. And it's that same person too that commented not long ago about our opinions about the podcast. No one else. Please let me know your thoughts. If you like, let me know. If you don't like it, also let me know. All thoughts, all opinions are welcome on Why Are You Pressed. If you want to collaborate with me on this podcast, also text me. Send a DM on Instagram or send an email at whyiup@gmail.com. If you want me to be on your podcast, I'm open to being in someone's podcast. If you want me to be on your podcast, let me know. Contact me. And before I leave this episode, before I end this episode, why are you pressed for the press playlist? So the song for today's press playlist is, oh my goodness, I just went to go and check the songs I was going to recommend for this week. I just saw the song and I'm like, that's my song. I love that song. Like, anytime that song comes on, oh my goodness, I'm always going wild and crazy. So the song is Forever and More by Role Model. I love Role Model so much. Like I started listening to him last year around like maybe like November period or so when I was in camp. As I started listening to him very well, like the first song I heard of him was actually this Forever and More. Yeah. Then it's around that when I was in camp, I like was listening to a lot of his songs, like a lot of his songs I was listening to, and I became a fan. And that song is so good. By the end of the summer, she was a lover. I saw her ex and he's dressing like me. Her kind of messing like me. Nobody gets it like me. We made it to dinner, made it to winter, naked at dinner. Saying us seeds cause we're playing our song. The way is always taking too long. But maybe we're just staying too long. Ooh, I bet the boys back home are mad. I found an angel wearing pleasure. I don't know that part. Ooh, I've never felt like this before. Can't pick myself up off the floor. There's something new. I'm stuck with you forever. Ever forever. Is this what I really like of this song? I put her on the back and wait, I'm gonna get it right. I put her on the back and tell her she's mine. With her name all over my spine. She no play around, but she no play around, but she stays in my mind. Ooh, ooh, I bet the boys back home are mad. I found an angel and pleasure. That song is a vibe. Forever and More by Role Model. Check out his song. And his album RX came out this year. Check it out soon. It's good. So that's the end of the hot episode. I hope you loved it because I did. I hope you love like my voice because like music is my calling, right? I should go into music. Forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever and more. That's another episode. See you next week, Wednesday. Love ya.